The government is on a mission to put the country back on firm financial footing with the implementation of the Economic Reform Program, ERP. Financial analyst Ralston Hyman recently sat down with Ian Boyne to discuss the government's progress under the ERP. Here's an excerpt of that interview.
Thanks for joining us today. We talk the economy.
Yeah,
Ralston, good to have you
pleasure
on the
here.
Show. Last week, the IMF gave a positive review of the economy. The board formally announced that we had passed the third test, successfully passed the third review. What are some of the indicators that the macroeconomy is moving in the right direction?
Well, I've seen the fiscal deficit. When we re-entered this agreement with the International Monetary Fund, remember we had an agreement in 2010, mm-hmm. February 2010. At that time, the fiscal deficit was running at over 10% of GDP. The overall deficit, which includes the public sector agencies such as the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, National Water mm-hmm. Commission, was about 12.75% of GDP.
Okay.
We had given them a commitment at that time that would bring those down to zero, balance the budget in a way.
Mm-hmm.
What we're seeing now is that when we entered, we were at about 6% of GDP, and given the outcome up to January of this fiscal year, we are well on track to achieving a balanced budget.
I think that's for the first time,
for the first
18
time
years.
In about 18 years. So that's a remarkable,
achievement.
Yes. When we also look at the external side, because we must know there's a domestic account and there's the external account, which is measured by what we call our trade deficit, which measures the difference between physical imports and physical exports, as well as the current account deficit, which is a broader measure.
Yes.
In a sense, it measures our dependence on the rest of the world to satisfy our current needs.
Mm-hmm.
So that is after you take into the trade deficit, the flows from remittances, investment flows. What we are seeing is that the current account deficit is now less than 10% of GDP. It came out at about $900 million for the first 9 months of last year, a significant improvement from the dizzying heights of $2 billion, about 18% of GDP
18%.
In 2008.
Yes.
So that's a significant achievement.
In a relatively short time.
In a relatively short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
We have also seen the net international reserves moving from $917 million in January to $1.1 billion in February. And the target for March is 1.246. So we're edging closer mm-hmm. to the target. So those are significant improvements in the fiscal accounts. On the other side, a significant number of structural reforms have been passed. What we call the fiscal rule.
Mm-hmm.
That bill was passed last week. That seeks to lock in the gains we have made from bringing the fiscal accounts down. Now, why this is important?
Yes.
If we look at Jamaica's history, for 45 of our 51 years of independence, we have been running fiscal deficits. So there is no culture of fiscal discipline in Jamaica. Fiscal mm-hmm. deficit is simply the government is spending more than it is pulling in from revenue and grants.
Yes.
So what the IMF wants us to do is have what we call a fiscal rule, which sets expenditure limits, revenue limits, deficit targets, and debt limits. They want us to bring the debt burden down to about 100% of GDP by 2015-2016 and to about 60% by 2025-2026. Now, it means that if the government collects revenues of 27% of GDP, which is about the average, it means that our expenditure must be 27% of GDP or below 27% of GDP, except in exceptional circumstances where there's a natural disaster.
Mm-hmm.
That enables us to bring fiscal discipline, and it improves investor confidence
mm-hmm.
because an investor wants to know that there's a certain amount of certitude that this massive debt burden that we have built up will not be built up again. The debt burden is now 139% of GDP, coming down from the dizzy heights of 140, 145 in 2007, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
So those are significant achievements.
Achievements.
Yes.
Financial analyst Ralston Hyman speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.